We're excited to share our first-generation reasoning models, DeepSeek A10 and DeepSeek A1. Let's break down what these models are all about. DeepSeek A10 is a model we trained using a method called reinforcement learning, which is a way for the model to learn by trying things out and getting feedback, kind of like trial and error. We didn't start by manually teaching it, like supervised fine-tuning, yet it still developed some impressive reasoning skills on its own. However, it did have some hiccups, like being hard to read and mixing up languages. To improve on these issues, we came up with DeepSeek A1. This model goes through several training stages and starts with some basic data before diving into reinforcement learning. As a result, DeepSeek A1 performs at a level similar to another well-known model by OpenAI on tasks that require reasoning. To help other researchers, we're making DeepSeek A10, DeepSeek A1 and 6. Smaller models available for everyone to use. These smaller models are based on DeepSeek R1 and are built using techniques from other models called QWEN and Llama. Over the past few years, big language models, or LLMs, have been getting smarter and closer to something called artificial general intelligence, which is like a computer that can think and learn like a human. A big part of this progress is something called post-training. This is a process that happens after the main training of the model and helps make the model better at understanding and solving problems, aligning with what people value, and adjusting to what users like, without needing as much computer power as the initial training. One cool thing that OpenAI did was make their models better at reasoning, which means thinking through problems step by step by making the thought process longer. This helped a lot with tasks like math, coding, and science. But figuring out how to make these models better when they're actually being used is still a puzzle for researchers. There have been lots of ideas on how to do this, like using reward systems, learning from feedback, and different search methods, but none have matched the success of OpenAI's models. In this study, we're trying something new by using a method called reinforcement learning, which is like teaching a model through trial and error, to make these models better at reasoning. We started with a model called DeepSeek V3 Base, and used a special kind of reinforcement learning to see if the model could learn to reason on its own. After a lot of training, the model, which we call DeepSeek R10, got really good at solving reasoning problems, with scores improving dramatically in tests. However, DeepSeek R10 had some issues, like being hard to read and mixing languages. To fix this, and make it even better at reasoning, we created DeepSeek R1. We used a bit of initial data to get it started and trained it in stages, focusing on reasoning. We also used some new data to fine-tune it further. After all these steps, DeepSeek R1 performed as well as some of the best models out there. We also looked at how we could take the smartness of DeepSeek R1 and put it into smaller models. We found that taking what the big model learned and teaching it to a smaller model worked better than trying to train the smaller model from scratch. This shows that the way bigger models think can really help improve smaller ones. We're sharing these smaller models with the public, and they're doing really well, even better than some of the top models available. Now, let's talk about what we've achieved. First, we used reinforcement learning right from the start, without any initial supervised training. This allowed our model, DeepSeek R10, to learn complex problem-solving skills on its own, like checking its work and thinking deeply. This is a big deal because it shows that large language models can get better at reasoning just through reinforcement learning, paving the way for more advancements. Second, we developed a process to make DeepSeek R1. This involves two stages of reinforcement, learning to find better ways of reasoning and align with what people prefer, and two stages of supervised training to boost both reasoning and other skills. We believe this will help create even better models in the future. Lastly, we showed that smaller models can be just as powerful. By teaching them the reasoning skills of bigger models, they perform better than if they learned from scratch, proving that the smartness of big models can be passed down to smaller ones. The DeepSeek R1 is an open-source tool, along with an interface that lets other software programs interact with it. It's designed to help researchers create smaller, more efficient models in the future. By using data generated by DeepSeek R1, we improved several popular models used by researchers. The results show that these smaller models work really well compared to others. For example, DeepSeek R1 Distillic UN7B scored 55.5% on a test called AIME 2020 FAW, doing better than a larger model preview. Another version, DeepSeek R1 Distillic UN32B, scored even higher on several tests. These results are better than previous open-source models and are similar to another known model. We have shared various versions of these models with the community. In terms of reasoning tasks, DeepSeek R1 scored 79.8% on a test called AIME 2020 FAW, slightly better than a model from OpenAI. It also did really well on a math test, scoring 97.3%, which is comparable to OpenAI's model and better than others. In coding challenges, DeepSeek R1 performed at an expert level, scoring 2,029 in a competition, which is better than most human participants. For engineering tasks, it slightly outperformed another version called DeepSeek V3, which can be useful for developers. When it comes to knowledge, DeepSeek R1 achieved excellent results on various tests, doing much better than DeepSeek V3. Although it didn't quite match OpenAI's model, it still outperformed other models that aren't open to the public. On a factual test, it did better than DeepSeek V3, showing it can handle questions based on facts well. A similar pattern is seen where OpenAI's model outperforms another one on this test. DeepSeek R1 also shines in a range of other tasks, like creative writing, answering general questions, editing, and summarizing. It showed a high success rate on a test called Alpaca Eval 2.0 and another called Arena Heart, proving it can handle questions that aren't strictly test-based. It also did very well on tasks that require understanding long pieces of information, doing much better than DeepSeek V3. In our approach, past research has relied a lot on supervised data, which is like having a teacher guide the learning process. In this study, we show that reasoning skills can be greatly improved through a method called reinforcement learning, which is like learning from trial and error, even without that guided start. However, starting with a little bit of guided data can make things even better. We introduce two versions, DeepSeek R1.0, which uses reinforcement learning right from the start without any guided data, and DeepSeek R1, which starts with some guided examples. We also work on transferring the reasoning skills from DeepSeek R1 to smaller models. For DeepSeek R1.0, we explore how large language models, LLMs, can develop reasoning skills without any guided data, focusing on their ability to improve themselves through reinforcement learning. We start by explaining our reinforcement learning method SHARE. Some exciting results, and hope this will be useful for others. We use a technique called group relative policy optimization to save on training costs. This method skips a part of the process that usually requires a lot of resources, and instead uses group scores to guide learning. For each question, this method samples a group of answers from an old version of the model, and then improves the new model by focusing on certain objectives. The reward or feedback is what guides the learning process, deciding the direction in which the model should improve. To train DeepSeek R1.0, we use a reward system based on rules, which includes two main types of rewards. First, we have accuracy rewards. This part checks if the answers given are correct. For example, when solving math problems that have definite answers, the model has to give the final answer in a specific way, like putting it in a box. This makes it easy to check if the answer is right using rules. Similarly, for coding challenges like those on LeetCode, a program can check the answers against set tests. Second, we have format rewards. Besides checking for correct answers, we also make sure the model explains its thought process in a certain way. It has to put its thinking steps between special tags that say think and think. We decided not to use a more complex reward system that relies on neural networks. This is because these systems can sometimes be tricked during the learning process, and fixing them would need more resources and make the training more complicated. To start training DeepSeek R10, we create a simple guide that helps the basic model follow our instructions. This guide asks the model to first show its reasoning process and then give the final answer. We keep these rules simple and don't push the model to think in a certain way or use specific strategies. This helps us see how the model naturally improves during the learning process. As for how well DeepSeek R10 performs, it gets better and better as it learns. For example, on a tough test called AIME 2024, its score went from 15.6% to an impressive 71.0%. This shows that our method of teaching it works really well. When we compare DeepSeek R10 to other models, like those from OpenAI, we see that it does really well on different tests that check reasoning skills. It doesn't even need extra help from carefully prepared training data, which is a big deal. And if we use a technique called majority voting, where the most common answer is chosen, its score on the AIME test jumps to 86.7%. This means it even beats one of the OpenAI models. DeepSeek R10 has a self-improvement feature that is really interesting. It learns to get better at reasoning tasks on its own. By starting the learning directly without extra help, we can clearly see how it gets better. Over time, especially with tough reasoning problems, as it learns, the model takes more time to think things through, which helps it solve harder problems. It's like it naturally figures out how to improve its thinking by using more detailed steps. This leads to some clever behaviors, like reflecting on its previous steps and trying out different ways to solve problems, which happen all by themselves as it learns. When we talk about DeepSeek R10, it's like a smart computer program that learns by interacting with its surroundings. It doesn't follow a strict set of instructions, but instead figures things out on its own. This natural learning helps it become better at solving tough problems quickly and accurately. One of the coolest things that happens with DeepSeek R10 is what we call an aha moment. This is when the program suddenly gets better at solving problems by spending more time thinking them through. It's like when you suddenly understand something you've been struggling with. This moment shows how powerful this type of learning can be, as the program isn't directly told how to solve problems, but learns by itself through trial and error. This aha moment is exciting not just for the program, but also for the people watching it learn. It highlights the amazing potential of this learning method, where the program is given the right motivations and figures out complex strategies on its own. It reminds us of the possibilities for creating smarter, more independent computer systems in the future. Now, let's talk about some of the challenges DeepSeek R10 faces. Even though it's quite smart, it sometimes has trouble with things like being easy to read or mixing up languages. To fix this, we're looking at a new approach called DeepSeek R1, which uses a bit of starter data that's easy for humans to understand. With DeepSeek R1, we're asking two main questions. Can we make the program learn even faster and better by giving it a small amount of high-quality data to start with? And can we train it to not only think clearly and logically, but also to communicate its thoughts in a way that's easy to understand? To tackle these questions, we've come up with a plan that involves four main steps. First, unlike the earlier version, We give DeepSeek R1 a bit of a head start with data that's already organized and easy to read. This helps it avoid the tricky beginning stages of learning. We gather this data by using different methods, like showing examples of detailed answers or refining its outputs with human help. We collect a lot of this starting data to fine-tune a base model, which sets us up for the next phase of training. This approach has some big advantages. For one, it makes the information much easier to read, avoiding the mix of languages and confusing formats that the earlier version sometimes produced. We make sure each response is well organized, with a clear explanation and a summary at the end. This method also shows promise for better performance. By designing the starting data carefully, we notice that the program learns more effectively over time. After this initial setup, we move on to a more intense phase of training, similar to what we did with DeepSeek R1.0. Here, we focus on improving the program's ability to think through problems in areas like coding, math, science, and logic. These are tasks where the problems are clear-cut and the solutions are straightforward. During this training, we notice that the program sometimes mixes languages. To address this, we add a reward system that encourages it to stick to one language, making the output more consistent and easier to follow. Even though some tests show that aligning the model this way might slightly reduce its performance, it actually makes the results more in line with what people like, making them easier to read. We then mix how well the model thinks things through with how consistent its language is by adding them together to get a final score. After that, we train the model using a method called reinforcement learning, RL, until it gets really good at reasoning tasks. When the model gets good at reasoning with RL, we use that version to gather more data for the next stage of training. This time, instead of just focusing on reasoning, we include data from other areas to make the model better at writing, role-playing, and other general tasks. We create this new data and adjust the model as follows. For reasoning, we pick and choose reasoning challenges and create paths the model might take to solve them by using a method called rejection sampling from the RL trained version. Before, we only used data that could be assessed with straightforward rewards, but now we're adding more data, some of which use a sophisticated model to judge the results. Since the model's output can sometimes be confusing, we've removed mixed language thoughts, long paragraphs, and code blocks. For each challenge, we try out multiple answers and keep only the right ones, gathering about 600,000 reasoning-related examples in total. For tasks that aren't about reasoning, like writing, factual questions and answers, self-awareness, and translation, we use a system called DeepSeek V3 and reuse parts of its dataset. For some tasks, we let DeepSeek V3 suggest a line of thought before answering, but for simple questions like, hello, we don't do that. In the end, we collected about 200,000 examples that aren't related to reasoning. We then fine-tune a basic version of DeepSeek V3 with this collection of about 800,000 examples over 2 rounds. To make the model even better at understanding human preferences, we use another round of reinforcement learning to improve how helpful and harmless it is, while also boosting its reasoning skills. We train the model using a mix of reward signals and different types of prompts. For reasoning tasks, we follow a method that uses rule-based rewards to help the model learn in areas like math, coding, and logic. For general tasks, we use reward models to understand human preferences in more complex scenarios. We build on the DeepSeek V3 system and use a similar setup of preference pairs and prompts. For helpfulness, we focus on the final summary to make sure it's useful and relevant, without messing up the reasoning process. For harmlessness, we look at the whole response to spot and reduce any risks or harmful content. By combining reward signals and varied data, we train a model that's great at reasoning and also prioritizes being helpful and harmless. To give smaller models better reasoning skills, we fine-tune Open source models using the 800,000 examples we talked about earlier. This simple method really boosts the reasoning abilities of these smaller models. We use models like QWEN and Llama, choosing Llama 3.3 because it's a bit better at reasoning than Llama 3.1. For these distilled models, we only use the supervised fine-tuning stage and skip the reinforcement learning stage, even though adding RL could make them even better. Our main goal is to show how effective this distillation technique is, leaving the exploration of RL to other researchers. We test our models using a variety of benchmarks, which are basically tests to see how well they perform. These include MMLU, MMLU Redux, MMLU Pro, CEVAL, and others, as well as some open-ended tasks where large language models, LLMs, act as judges. We follow the original settings of AlphaCore, EVAL 2.0, and ArenaHot, which use a specific model as judges for comparing results. We only provide the final summary for evaluation to avoid any bias from longer responses. When we talk about distilled models, we're looking at how they perform on various tests like AIME 2024, MATH 500, GPQA Diamond, CodeForces, and Live Codebench. These are just different types of challenges to see how well the models work. When we test these models, we follow a method similar to something called DeepSeek V3. We use a set of questions or tasks from a toolkit called SimpliVals for standard tests like MMLU, Drop, GPQA Diamond, and Simple QA. For a version of MMLU called MMLU Redux, we use a special type of question format called Zero Eval, which doesn't give any hints or examples beforehand. For other tests, like MMLU Pro, CEVAL, and CLUE-WSC, which usually give a few examples first, we change it up and use the zero-shot method, meaning no examples are given. Sometimes giving a few examples can actually make things worse for DeepSeek R1. Other tests stick to their original ways of checking how well the models do, using the default questions provided by their creators. For tests involving code and math, we use a dataset called HumanEvalMol, which checks how well models can handle 8 popular programming languages like Python, Java, and C. The Live Codebench test uses a method called COT, and we collected data between August 2024 and January 2025. The CodeForces test uses problems from 10 different contests, and adds some expert-made test cases to see how well the models do, then it calculates expected scores and rankings. Results for SWIBench are checked using a special method that doesn't need any extra tools. Ader-related tests use a diff format, which is like looking at changes between versions. Outputs from DeepSeek R1 are limited to a maximum of 32,768 units of text for each test. We also compare these models to some strong baseline models like DeepSeek V3, Claude Sonnet 3.5 to 1022, GPT-40 513, OpenAI o1 Mini, and OpenAI o1 to 1217. Since it's hard to access the OpenAI o1 to 1217 API in mainland China, we use official reports to see how it performs. For distilled models, we also compare an open-source model called HuWQ32B Preview. When setting up the tests, we limit the models to generate a maximum of 32,768 units of text. We found that when using a straightforward method to generate long answers, it often repeats itself and results can vary a lot. So we use a different method called PASSK, which is more reliable. For this, we generate multiple answers, between 4 and 64, depending on the test, for each question using a sampling method that adds a bit of randomness, a temperature of 0.6 and a top p-value of 0.95. We then calculate PASSK1, which checks how often the first answer is correct. This gives us a better idea of how well the models are doing. For AIME 2024, we also look at consensus results, which is like seeing what most answers agree on, using 64 samples. Let's talk about how DeepSeek R1 stacks up against some other models out there. We're looking at a bunch of different tests to see how well it performs in various areas. First up, when it comes to tests that focus on educational knowledge, like MMLU and GPQA Diamond, DeepSeek R1 really shines. It's doing better than its sibling, DeepSeek V3, especially with questions about science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM for short. This is thanks to some serious training that helps it learn and get better at answering these kinds of questions. DeepSeek R1 is also great at dealing with complex questions that require understanding long documents. This means it's pretty handy for tasks where AI needs to search through and make sense of a lot of information. When it comes to factual questions, DeepSeek R1 outperforms DeepSeek V3, showing it's quite good at handling straightforward fact-based queries. But there's a catch. On a test for Chinese factual questions, DeepSeek R1 doesn't do as well, mainly because it sometimes refuses to answer certain questions due to safety measures. If those safety measures were turned off, it could potentially do much better, scoring over 70% accuracy. DeepSeek R1 also shows impressive results when following specific instructions, thanks to some specialized training it received. It does well in writing tasks and answering open-ended questions, which is evident from its performance on other tests like Al-Aqa Eval 2.0 and Arena Heart. It even outshines DeepSeek V3, highlighting how its training helps it handle a wide range of tasks better. Plus, the summaries it creates are pretty concise, averaging about 689 words on one test and 2218 characters on another. DeepSeek R1 is really good at avoiding any kind of favoritism towards longer answers when it's being evaluated using GPT-based methods. This makes it a strong and reliable performer across a bunch of different tasks. When it comes to math problems, DeepSeek R1 does just as well as another model called OpenAI o1-1217, and it even beats other models by a big difference. The same thing happens with coding challenges, like those found on Live Code Bench and Codeforces, where models that focus on logical thinking tend to do the best. However, for coding tasks that are more about engineering, OpenAI o1-1217 does better than DeepSeek R1 on a task called Aider, but performs about the same on another task called SWE Verify. We think that DeepSeek R1's performance in engineering will get better in the next version, especially since we currently don't have a lot of training data related to reinforcement learning, RL. Now let's talk about evaluating smaller versions of DeepSeek R1. By simplifying or distilling DeepSeek R1, the smaller version, like DeepSeek R1-7B, manages to beat models that aren't focused on reasoning, such as GPT-40513, in every category. DeepSeek R1-14B does better than QWQ32B preview across all measures, and DeepSeek R1-32B and DeepSeek R1-70B do much better than R1 Mini in most tests. These results show the strong potential of simplifying models. We also found that using RL on these simplified versions gives even more improvements. We believe this is worth looking into further, so we are only presenting the results of the simple distilled models for now. When comparing distillation to reinforcement learning, we see that simplifying DeepSeek R1 allows even the smaller versions to achieve great results. However, there's still the question of whether the model can perform just as well with large-scale RL training, as discussed in the paper, without simplifying it first. To explore this, we did a big RL training on a model called Q132B base using math, coding, and science data. After training it for over 10,000 steps, we got DeepSeek R10Q132B. The results show that this base model, after a lot of RL training, performs similarly to KuWQ32B preview. However, the distilled version, DeepSeek R1 Distilled Huon 32B, does much better on all tests. So, we can conclude two things. First, simplifying powerful models into smaller ones gives excellent results, while smaller models that rely on the large-scale RL mentioned in this paper need a lot of computing power and might not even perform as well as the simplified versions. Second, while distillation strategies are both cost-effective and efficient, pushing the limits of intelligence might still need stronger base models and larger-scale RL. In the early days of developing DeepSeek R1, we faced failures and setbacks. We want to share these experiences to offer some insights. But this doesn't mean these methods can't create effective reasoning models. One approach called the Process Reward Model, PRM, is a sensible way to guide the model towards better methods for solving reasoning tasks. However, in practice, PRM has three main challenges that can make it hard to succeed. First, it's tough to clearly define each small step in general reasoning. So let's break down some complex ideas into simpler language. First off, figuring out if the current step in a process is correct can be really tricky. Using computer models to automatically label or tag things often doesn't work well, and having people do it manually just isn't practical if you want to do it on a large scale. Also, once you bring a model-based reward system into the mix, it tends to lead to something called reward hacking. This means the system might find ways to cheat or game the rewards. Fixing this requires extra training resources and makes the whole training process more complicated. In the end, while this model-based approach is good at reordering the best responses or helping with guided searches, the benefits aren't that great compared to the extra computing power it needs, especially when we're talking about large-scale learning experiments. Now, let's talk about something called Monte Carlo Tree Search, or MCTS for short. Inspired by some famous AI programs like AlphaGo and AlphaZero, we looked into using MCTS to make our computer processing more efficient during testing. This method involves breaking down answers into smaller parts so the model can explore different possibilities in an organized way. To do this, we asked the model to come up with several tags that match specific steps needed for the search. For training, we first used these prompts to find answers using MCTS, guided by a pre-trained model that assesses value. Then we use the resulting question and answer pairs to train both the main model and the value model, refining the process over time. However, scaling up this approach presents some challenges. Unlike a game like chess, where the possible moves are pretty clear, generating tokens like words or symbols creates a much larger set of possibilities. To handle this, we set a limit on how far each search can go, but this might cause the model to get stuck in less than ideal solutions. Also, the value model, which helps guide each step of the search, directly affects how good the results are. Training a highly detailed value model is tough, making it hard for the model to keep getting better. While AlphaGo succeeded by training its value model to improve over time, this is hard to do in our setup because of the complexities involved in generating tokens. To sum it up, while MCTS can boost performance during testing when used with a pre-trained value model, improving the model's performance through self-search is still a big challenge. Moving on to our work, we wanted to improve how models think through problems using a technique called reinforcement learning, or RL. Our approach, called DeepSeek R10, uses RL from scratch without needing any starting data and performs really well on different tasks. DeepSeek R1 is even more powerful because it uses starting data along with ongoing RL fine-tuning. In the end, DeepSeek R1 achieves results similar to a well-known model called OpenAI o1-1217 across various tasks. We also looked into teaching smaller models how to reason by using a process called distillation. We used DeepSeek R1 to generate a large number of training samples and then fine-tune several smaller models. The results are promising. A smaller model called DeepSeek R1 Distill Q1 1.5B outperformed some well-known models on math tests. Other small models also did really well, beating other similar models that were trained with instructions. In the future, we plan to focus on several areas for DeepSeek R1. First, we want to improve its general abilities. Right now, it's not as capable as another version, DeepSeek V3, in tasks like function calling, complex role-playing, and generating specific outputs. We plan to explore how a technique called COT can help improve these tasks. Second, we need to address language mixing issues. Currently, DeepSeek R1 is optimized for Chinese and English, and it might mix languages when handling queries in other languages. We aim to fix this in future updates. Third, we noticed that DeepSeek R1 is sensitive to the way questions are asked. Using a few examples to guide it can actually make it perform worse. So we suggest users describe the problem directly and specify the output format without examples for the best results. Lastly, we haven't used large-scale RL much in software engineering tasks because it takes a long time to evaluate, which affects efficiency. Future versions will address this by using techniques like rejection, sampling, or asynchronous evaluations to make the process more efficient. Let's dive into some interesting advancements in the world of technology and artificial intelligence. First up, there's a mention of the Llama 3, a group of models being developed to push the boundaries of AI. These models are being fine-tuned to improve their performance and capabilities. Next, we have a method called length-controlled alpaca eval. It's a straightforward way to reduce bias in automatic evaluators, which are tools that help assess the performance of AI systems. Then, there's a fascinating approach using a strategy similar to AlphaZero, which is known for its success in games like chess. This technique is being used to guide how large language models, which are AI systems that understand and generate human language, are decoded and trained. Scaling laws are being explored to understand how optimizing reward models can affect AI performance. This is about finding the right balance to get the best results from AI systems without overdoing it. There's also a question being asked, are we done with MMLU? This involves evaluating how well AI systems can handle multiple tasks simultaneously, which is crucial for their versatility and usefulness. Google has introduced a next-generation model named Gemini 1.5, which promises to bring new advancements to AI technology. In the realm of language evaluation, there's a new project called Chinese Simple QA. It's designed to assess how accurately AI systems can understand and provide factual information in Chinese. Massive Multitask Language Understanding, or MMLU, is being measured to see how well AI systems can juggle different kinds of tasks. This involves a lot of testing to ensure these systems can handle a wide range of challenges. There's a new suite called C-Eval, which is like a toolkit for evaluating AI models across different levels and subjects, specifically focusing on Chinese language capabilities. For those working with code, Live Codebench is a comprehensive and clean way to evaluate how well AI models can handle programming tasks. A unified evaluation method called FACT, Fetch, and Reason is being developed to assess how well AI systems can retrieve and generate information. Training language models to self-correct is another exciting area. This involves using a technique called reinforcement learning, where AI systems learn from their mistakes to improve over time. In the world of mathematics, the American Invitational Mathematics Examination, or AIME, continues to be a prestigious competition. It's a place where mathematical talent is celebrated and challenged. OpenAI is making waves with several initiatives, including HelloGPT 4.0, which introduces new capabilities, and Simple QA, a new tool for asking and answering questions. They're also introducing SwidBench, a verified set of benchmarks, to ensure high-quality AI performance. Lastly, there's a thought-provoking project called QN, which encourages deep reflection on the unknown, and QN 2.5, a collection of foundational models that aim to push the boundaries of what's possible with AI. These developments reflect the ongoing efforts to enhance AI technology, making it more capable, reliable, and versatile for a wide range of applications. Let's dive into some fascinating developments in the world of technology and artificial intelligence. Imagine a tool that can handle graduate-level questions in a way that makes it hard for anyone to just search for the answers on Google. That's what GPQA is all about. It's like a super smart quiz that really tests how well you understand the material. Now, think about math problems that are so tricky, they push the limits of what computers can figure out. DeepSeek Math is a project that's doing just that, making sure computers can tackle even the toughest math challenges. There's also been some amazing progress in teaching computers to play games like chess and shogi. These aren't just any computers. They learn by playing against themselves, getting better each time without any human help. It's like having a chess master who trains all by themselves. Another incredible milestone is a computer program that learned to play the ancient game of Go without any human knowledge. It figured out the game all on its own, which is a huge leap forward in how we think about artificial intelligence. Switching gears a bit, there's a new way to make large language models work even better. Instead of just making them bigger, it's about using them more smartly. It's like finding a better way to use the tools you already have, rather than just getting bigger tools. In the realm of geometry, there's a project that solves complex problems without needing any human examples to learn from. This is a big step in making computers that can think more like us. Speaking of math, there's a new approach to solving word problems. It involves giving feedback based on the steps taken and the final answer, which helps computers understand math problems more like humans do. Then there's Math Shepherd, which is like a guide for computers, helping them check their math work step by step without needing any preset answers. It's about making sure they get the process right. When it comes to language models, there's an idea that being consistent in how they think can really improve their ability to reason through problems. It's like having a clear train of thought that helps you figure things out. There's also a new challenge for language understanding that tests how well computers can handle multiple tasks at once. It's like giving them a really tough exam to see how they perform under pressure. And finally, there's an interesting project called Agentless, which is all about understanding software that uses large language models without needing any extra help from humans. These are just some of the exciting things happening in the world of AI and technology, showing how we're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. This document lists a bunch of people involved in a project or team. The names are sorted alphabetically by their first names within each role. If you see a star next to someone's name, it means they've left the team.